Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 7th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And if you're listening to my brother, happy birthday. I haven't talked to you in a very long time. Hope you're well. Brothers and sisters, in our June 15th, 2014 show, we were guided by Karl Popper into Plato's theory of education, which Popper argues very persuasively, corrupts the education of youth to this day, as it assigns educational institutions the task, quote, to select the future leaders and to train them for leadership, unquote. Another way of saying this is to say that its task is to continuously reproduce the status quo, i.e. rule, i.e. the system of class. Karl Popper and Martin Bernow, I should mention, in Black Athena, has helped us to see the world that we live in is not what it is by happenstance, but rather is extremely crafted. Who crafts it? Now, according to Plato, which Karl Popper has shown us provides the basis of the system of education that power has put in place. According to Plato, the highest expression of the knowledge that power wants to see transmitted to, quote, only the very wisest adepts is dialectics. Dialectics, the art of intellectual intuition, of visualizing the divine originals, the forms or ideas, of unveiling the great mystery behind the common man's everyday world of appearances. Doesn't the possibility of induction into that secret society sound deliciously, tantalizingly appealing if you're a child? A child systematically denied the feeling of being valued, the feeling that you matter. And wouldn't such a description explode into the world of such a child like revelation? Because it seems to explain everything, all the oppressive phoniness of everyone around you that you've perceived since you were an infant. Aha! Nothing felt true because it isn't. It's mere appearance. And wouldn't the lure of appreciation dangled before you to be given if you but meet all the expectations that the masters of statecraft require of you? Wouldn't that lure be too strong to resist? You who have never experienced the security of recognition? If we accept the reality of a crafted world, crafted by an infinitesimally small number, but who have, and by the way, that is self-evident once we start discussing it. There's no other reason for Bildung, differential education, some reared to be rulers. That's the specific content of their education. I mean, we have been spoon-fed pap every minute of our lives, never allowed to see the reality behind the mere appearance that's constructed for us. I mean, we've been so easily contained because we've been kept apart from each other, and the information we need has been withheld. The discussions we need have been withheld. So if we accept the reality of a crafted world, which is obvious based on this differential access to information, differential content of education, crafted by an infinitesimally small number, but who have magnified their impact over the centuries by being systematic. I mean, that changes everything. That's why we have to start being systematic. By having an objective realization, theirs, of the divine originals, the Republic. I mean, it's not funny, but I'm looking forward to that day when we could all have a good laugh about the insanity of it, the lunacy of it, and how it came to be that we accepted it and lived our lives according to this lunacy. There's no other word for it. The divine originals. I mean, come on. Martin Bernals devoted an enormous amount of work to expose the reality of this Bildung truth, that they treat themselves as an elite in every sense of the word, as an intellectual elite, as a political elite, as a financial elite, and they keep the squeeze not just on us. Well, I guess we should say that us, the numbers who are us, keeps expanding, and in an exponential way of late, you know, while we're fed the message that it is going to be exceptional individuals of the future who make the difference. Have you heard that? I hear it frequently. Getting us prepared to accept the fact that, you know, governments are not going to be able to do what needs to be done. We're going to have to turn to those exceptional men who happen to coincide with the ones sitting on the biggest coffers, and who have been themselves misled, and who are themselves capable of reconnecting with the earth. Once we do that, we have to take the lead on that, however. So they have been accumulating resources towards the goal of manifesting perfection in the world. Sounds very noble. Reality isn't. And they rear their offspring, and by offspring I don't just mean their literal biological offspring, but folks inducted into this society broadly. And I'm sure they have, who knows? It sort of doesn't matter. But it just doesn't seem to me that the numbers required to maintain control of the thoughts that exist out there for us to think requires them to, cultivate their replacement. As they have cultivated the intermediary buffers that protect them from view and from potential repercussions, I guess, is what they're afraid of.